I think we can now, after ISIL in the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, ISIL or ISIS, as you call it in America, has publicly declared it as a responsibility on one of its media channels, we can absolutely conclude that it is the group behind this attack. The other reason why it is behind this attack, or, you know, would point towards this group, is that the attack was on the predominantly Shiite neighborhood. So we can exclude Shiite militias.
All right. What was the reason behind it?
After 2017, there was a bit of a lull in suicide attacks as far as Baghdad is concerned. This was primarily due to the Islamic State being busy, being defeated militarily in Iraq and Syria. However, over the last year and a half, especially since January this year, Baghdad has again become a target. There was a massive attack killing even more people, over 60 in January at a bus station. And this is now the second attack. So as I think we have talked about this previously, the last couple of years, ISIL still maintains a very active cell network structure in Iraq and in Syria, and has been conducting every year more attacks than the year before since 2019. And now it has reached Baghdad again. This is not a good development.
So tell us more about why that's not good, considering obviously we know that this is a part of an increasing or a trending pattern there. Tell us more about why this is bad.
Shortly after the defeat, you had terror attacks conducted by this terror group, predominantly in the areas that they held control over before they were territorially defeated. So these were remnant cells that were still in the same area. So predominantly Mosul, you've heard all of the cities, the north of Iraq, that they conquered. Then they slowly spread out into the country. Now, Iraq's security situation has been challenging for a long time, but Baghdad is a pretty well-protected space. And so two massive IED attacks in January, and now again in a fairly good secured part of Iraq, the best secured part of Iraq in the entire country, is of course demonstrating that the Islamic State is slowly really ramping up its capabilities again. I will not say it's the same as it was in 2014-15, but certainly it's on the way there.
So we know that when ISIL supposedly, or ISIS supposedly, was defeated, many of them disappeared, were never captured. Remember, many of the fighters, they also made off with a fairly considerable amount of money. And I'm wondering if you think any of that is feeding into any of this, or is this too small of an operation to be considered as a part of the grander plan? Or is ISIS just this now, just an insurgency that can only do these kinds of things? Are they not the fairly well-off terror organization that they used to be?
Well, they're still fairly well off. I mean, according to the UN Security Council, there is still about $100 million that are missing, that were verifiably part of ISIL's treasure chests, and are not been found till now. And $100 million buys you a lot when you are a network-based terror organization. The gigantic amounts of money that ISIL, the Islamic State, made when it controlled territory, were outbalanced, of course, by also massive amounts of money that they had to spend to run cities, to provide water and electricity, to pay tens of thousands of fighters, give them apartments, excuse me. Once you don't have that structure to run anymore, once you're just terror cells that whose primarily aim is only terror attacks, then, of course, your costs go down. So $100 million buys you decades of terrorism without having to raise any more money, although, of course, the Islamic State is again extorting money from Iraqi businesses. So there is also money coming in. What is really important is here the symbolism and the timing and the place of the attack. So it's on the eve of Eid, the night before, in Baghdad, in a predominantly Shia area, saying to the Shia militias, who are really a powerful force in the country by now, we can hit you on your core of your home turf. So this was a really important political signal from the Islamic State to all of Iraq, but also especially, of course, to the Iraqi Shia militias. Now, this is not the same as controlling half of Iraq a couple of years ago. But please don't forget, the Islamic State did not start out controlling half of Iraq. It started out exactly like this, as a very effective insurgency operation that was able to trigger a sectarian quasi-civil war in the country by continuously attacking predominantly Shiite targets.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.